This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time now for our Inside the Tiger Den segment brought to you by Go Tax Resolution, your go-to tax resolution team. Go Tax Go on our Oakwood Hard Jewelers talking text line. Jeff Palermo from Louisiana Radio Network. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Jeff, before I get a question, let me give this score because I had a couple people ask. But he talked about a crazy game. Miami of Florida beat Louisville 52-45. You did cover the over if you got that 61. Miami almost covered that all by himself, but
right.
You talk about a crazy game and a crazy finish. So the Hurricanes stay unbeaten, and another great effort by Cam Ward. Saw him at Incarnate Word before he went to Washington State. Now he's at Miami and leading that team to an undefeated season.
He's the guy.
Jeff, Herb and I were talking about this with Trey Des Green, and I think it goes to show a little bit that we were talking about it last week. Maybe Shelton Sampson would get his opportunity and to play out wide, make some big plays as a big receiver. I think they said, you know what, he ain't making no plays. We got to get Green involved in there. And basically, he played wide receiver in high school anyway. But it's hard to overshoot a 6'7" receiver. I don't care if he's playing tight end or wide receiver.
Well, I think what he gives you is something that they kind of lack at this point, is a mismatch. You know, when you take a look at LSU's receiving core, you know, you were hoping that Chris Hilton would be that guy that could stretch the field, could create a problem, you know, in particular stretch the field is the biggest thing, but also he'd be a difficult guy to defend because of his speed. So you haven't had him. And then you got Aaron Anderson and C.J. Daniels, and both of them are good receivers. And C.J. Daniels is your, you know, your prototypical possession receiver, and Aaron Anderson is kind of your smallish kind of guy that figures out a way to get open. If Nussmeier's got all day to be in the backfield and looking for someone, and then Kyron Lacy is a good receiver, but he's not in the same level as a Brian Thomas or a Malik Nabers or some of these other guys here in recent history that have gone in the first round. So you needed, I just think you needed another dynamic out there. You just needed something else. And then of course you got Mason Taylor who's having a really good season, but you just needed something else out there. I think for defenses to figure out, well, how are we going to guard this guy who's 6'7" and especially in the red zone. So I think that's the biggest reason why they've decided we need to have just something, just a different look, something else that defenses have to think about trying to defend. And he's not going to take snaps away from Mason Taylor when you're going 11 personnel, which is, you know, what they do mostly. They haven't shown the 12 personnel that I think some of us thought that they would going into the season with the double tight end. So how do you get Tre'Davious Green on the field? Well, I think this is what you do. You put him at wide receiver, and as we saw in the game against Ole Miss, he's very difficult to defend in the red zone. The guy's got three catches. He's got two touchdowns on the year. So who knows? Maybe he goes back to tight end later on in his career at LSU. But for right now, I think LSU just needs something different at that wide receiver core, and he gives them that because he is such a difficult guy to try to defend.
Jeff, man, talk about a great win last week where we played great and terrible all at the same time, right? But, you know, there was some really clutch play by Nussmeier last week. And then with that being said, the defense just really turned the corner for us last week. How does LSU stay up from last week and then go into Arkansas, who's going to be a really tough matchup for LSU tonight? But LSU, how can they stay up from last week's gigantic high? What do you think they can do different today to keep that going, right?
Well, I think getting off to a fast start, right? I mean, I don't know how many more times you can fall behind an SEC opponent by double digits and still expect to win. You've done that twice. I don't know if you can do it a third time.
Well, so you know what? Sometimes that might be the identity of this team, right? Is that the identity of this team?
Because somebody, it's almost like a book that you write. You can't change the book.
Right.
You are who you are at this stage.
Yeah, but that's a dangerous you're going to have a
it
dangerous
is.
Or a bad ending if you keep trying to write that book that way.
That's right.
I mean, eventually it's gonna catch up to you. So I think getting off to a fast start, trying to quiet that crowd, I think would be a big thing. I think this team is going to be mentally ready for this game. But physically, guys, can they get the mojo going? Can they get the blood flowing like you need it after just you trailed for nearly the entire game? I mean, how many games are you going to play? I don't know. Herb, how many games did you play where you the only time you led the game was on the final play of the game? I mean, it's
when you won it.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever done that.
That is such a rare victory in football, really in any sport, to have a game like that. And then as long as that game went, the second longest game ever in Tiger Stadium history. So, and it was obviously a night game and the emotional high. I think, mentally they're going to be in it. I think they realize that this is going to be a challenge. They know this is an Arkansas team that just beat Tennessee. They had the bye week. I think they understand all of that. It's just physically, are they going to be able to match what Arkansas brings? And the reason why I said South Carolina is because you go back to that South Carolina game, is LSU wasn't ready for that. What that onslaught that they got from South Carolina and that when they played them in September, they got to be ready for it here tonight. And if they're, as long as they don't get down by double digits and they're in this game, and it's a close game at halftime, even if they're down by say like 4 points or something like that, I think LSU's talent eventually can win out in this football game.
Yeah. One of the things too, Herb, is they got to stop the run, okay? And they've done a better job. It's been an incremental getting better part.
Yep.
But you know what Arkansas is going to do.
They're going to run the ball down the hill.
Run the ball, and they got success. They're going to continue to run the ball. It's almost like watching a Saints game today. Okay, Kansas City ran it. Well, guess what? Tampa Bay ran it. And guess what? Denver did. They ran it.
That's right.
And so until you can stop it, they're going to continue to do it. But that's a certain identity with Sam Pittman. That this is his bread and butter, running the ball. And I remember last year before they played him, he ain't coming, man, I got a bunch of young puppies playing that offensive line. And then he hit the transfer portal pretty hard. They've rebuilt that offensive line. And that, to me, for Pittman to win, he doesn't have a guy that can just throw the football and out there and win it pitch and catch.
Mm-mm.
You got to be able to stop the run if you LSU.
I think what's going to happen in this game is that Arkansas will break off a 50, 55, 60-yard run. You know, we were talking about an identity of a team. I mean, I just think LSU.
That's Arkansas, yep.
Yeah, and I think LSU is susceptible to that. Mm. And Arkansas has got the pieces to really have one of those big long runs because they got a guy in Talen Green, a big quarterback, and then their running back. I really like their running back, Jaquindon Jackson.
Yes.
I mean, 6'2", 233 pounds. I think this is what LSU envisioned with Caleb Jackson this year that we just haven't seen it this year. He's third in the SEC in rushing. He's got 10 touchdowns. This is a guy that has the potential to break off long runs, and I wouldn't be surprised if he had a few long runs. But what I think LSU has been very good at is, one, once teams get into the red zone, they tend to force field goals. I think the other thing that LSU does very well is they get a lot of negative plays. They get sacks, tackle for losses. And I think these are the things that will come back to haunt Arkansas in this game because Arkansas has really struggled in the red zone this year offensively. And Talen Green, as athletic as he is and as imposing as he looks as a 6'6" quarterback, yeah, let's see what you can do when it's 3rd and 12 and you got to make a pass. I mean, can he do that? That's a big question that I'd like to see him try to answer here tonight against LSU defense. And that's what, they did enough of last week against Ole Miss. Once the Rebels got in the red zone, Ole Miss was just 3 of 6 on scoring chances in the red zone, and LSU did enough, forced a couple turnovers, and had enough negative plays with the 6 sacks that it was good enough to keep them out of the end zone, especially in the second half and in overtime.
You know, last week, Nuss, his passing percentage, I think, dropped tremendously, right? The previous 4 games or 5 games prior to that, he was really, really good, 70-something percent passing. What happened last week? What do you think was the cause of that? Was it the Ole Miss defense? Was it, as they said, the too many passes that were beyond 20 yards? What do you think was the contributor to that?
He got a lot more heat last week.
And how do you get better from
not that? Sacks, but he got heat.
Yep.
Yeah, I think Ole Miss's defense is really good. I was when we were talking at this time last week, I was saying I'm curious to see how good this Ole Miss defense is because they had not played an offense nearly as good as LSU all season long, and they proved me that they really do have a very good defense.
Yep.
I really think the guy that he was missing last week was C.J. Daniels. I talked about it at the beginning. That's your possession receiver. When you need to connect on a 7, 8, 9, 12, 13, 14, 15-yard pass play, C.J. Daniels is that guy. And I think he missed him. And then whatever Ole Miss was doing to defend Mason Taylor, too, I think was really, really good because Mason Taylor, you didn't hear his name called until right at the end of the ball game, and obviously Taylor made some really big plays down the stretch, especially on that game-tying touchdown drive. So credit Ole Miss for that. So if you get C.J. Daniels back tonight, which we're expecting him to play, that's the kind of security blanket that Garrett Nussmeier has. And who knows, guys? I mean, maybe after watching this tape and watching it back, Nussmeier, and we saw this especially towards the end of the game, Nussmeier started running a little bit.
Yep.
And that loosened up the defense. And, Ole Miss was basically daring him to run the football.
They were.
And he wasn't. And then when the game was on the line, Nuss was like, all right, I just got to pick up yards. I got to get first down.
Get a first down.
I got to do whatever it is. And maybe that gives him a confidence to run just a little bit more.
That's
that way it kind of loosens things up and maybe provides an easier time for some of these receivers to get open.
How surprised are you? Be honest now, Jeff, on the emergence of Braden Swinson.
Oh.
I mean, none of us saw this coming.
No.
None of us saw what he has been able to piece together this season. It's fabulous to watch him because he wasn't this productive. Nothing close at Oregon. We didn't see this last year.
Nope.
And now all of a sudden, like, wham, we see a guy – and you better get a hat on a hat and quickly on him. And he's taking chances. That's one thing with the great pass rushers. Man, it ain't scripted for me.
No.
I know exactly what I'm going to do to beat this guy. And I don't need you to tell me. And then he'll make a play kind of his own. How shocking to see him. Of all the guys, he has emerged as the pass rusher.
This is a guy that has played, coming into this year, 32 games coming into this year, and he had five career sacks in four seasons, three at Oregon, one at LSU.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden we're talking about him after seven sacks in six games. He could be LSU's single season sack leader, you know, surpassing Arden Key in 2016.
That's crazy. Sacks.
I mean, it absolutely is. And, you know, he gives a lot of credit. I mean, when you go back to, obviously, after LSU cleaned house on the defensive coaching staff, and, you know, there was a lot of talk about, you know, hiring of a Bo Davis and so forth, but Kevin Peoples,
yes,
is the edge rushers coach. And when we had a chance to talk with Braden Switzer this week, I mean, he gave a lot of credit to Kevin Peoples in improving his pass rushing technique. And, you know, for him, you know, he's a fifth year player, and he's played a ton of college football. So I think he's got that experience, and that helps him. To me, he's always had the athleticism. He always kind of looked like the guy that he could be, you know, a difference maker on defense. But, yeah, no way. I was thinking, you know, a really big season. Maybe he could get a big season out of Savion Jones, because there was a lot of and he's had a good season.
He's had a good season.
It's been unbelievable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Unbelievable.
So look, it's been quite some time since we've seen two bookends from LSU to play similar to what they're playing right now. You talk about Swenson with seven sacks, Jones with four and a half sacks. That's a beautiful thing. I'm glad they're kind of peaking where they are now, because we need it. I mean, let's think about it. When was the last two guys we saw that was doing this on the defensive inside? Like, I don't – it's a while ago, right?
Yeah, you're going to have to peel back a few years.
That's right. So I'm excited about this. I'm really good. I'm so ecstatic about it, because I see those guys making an impact tonight as well, and not only in the run game or passing game with sacks, but also in the run game.
I think the last time, guys, that we've seen this, I'll throw it out there, I think it was Marcus Spears and Marquise Hill that I can remember two really good defensive ends like this. I think you got to go back that far.
That's a long ways. That's a few years.
Yeah, it's 20 Jeff, years ago, so yeah.
That's,
yeah.
Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time and insights, buddy.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You so much.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right, guys, you have a good one. Thank you.
All righty. That was Inside the Tiger Den with Jeff Palermo. It's brought to you by Go Tax Resolution, your go-to tax resolution team. Go Tax Go. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgate Show right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.